On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Lisa Ledeen. Singer-songwriter John Lennon died more than 30 years ago, but both his songs and his art live on. And like Lennon once did, his art is doing tours on the road. The traveling exhibit opens tomorrow in Carmel. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Like many people who grew up in the 70s, Rudy Siegel says he was weaned on the music of John Lennon and the Beatles, music that's well known across generations and around the world. Imagine there's no heaven. These days, Siegel spends his time traveling coast to coast, organizing shows of Lennon's lesser-known work, his artwork.
He was a pen and ink sketch artist, and he went to Liverpool Art Institute when he was 17.
The exhibit, opening in Carmel on Friday, features nearly 100 limited edition lithographs, serigraphs, and copper etchings of Lennon's artwork and handwritten song lyrics. Siegel says most were printed after Lennon's death in 1980, and some have been colorized by Yoko Ono.
I always noticed the self-portraits. He really seemed to be introspective and expressed those thoughts, how he was feeling about himself through drawings. All different types of schnozzes, and the glasses are sometimes on and sometimes off, and different hairstyles, and it's great to see into John's head through his art.
Siegel is with Legacy Fine Art and Productions, which works with the John Lennon Estate to produce these exhibits. The money from any sales is split between the two, but each stop is also tied to a local charity. In this case, visitors to this weekend's exhibit in Carmel will be asked to donate at least $3 to the food bank for Monterey County.
Yeah, Yoko has set this up so that we're able to benefit local nonprofits wherever we go in the country. In the last 5 years or so, it's really focused on feeding people, and we use a great tagline from the song Imagine, Imagine There's No Hunger.
Imagine there's no hunger. I think we can all relate to that, so I think it's a natural match.
That's Melissa Kendrick, development director for the Food Bank for Monterey County. Walking through the food bank's warehouse in Salinas, she stops next to a row of collection barrels.
So right here, you're going to probably recognize these. We were just talking about the barrel campaign during the holiday season. We had an exceptional year. We collected over 175,000 pounds of food.
Getting the food from the barrels onto the food bank shelves can be quite labor-intensive. Volunteers stand at a table sorting through those barrels, one item at a time, looking for things like expiration dates. On the other hand, monetary donations can go to use much more quickly. Kendrick says for every dollar donated, she can buy $5 worth of food. So she was more than happy to get involved in the Lennon exhibit.
We have a warehouse full of food. That being said, we always need more food. There is a great need.
The exhibit has been traveling the country for over 20 years and has previously stopped in Monterey. But Rudy Siegel says it has changed over time as prints sell. And it's getting harder to pull together a show.
You know, who knows what Yoko has in terms of sketchbook from John, but he was very prolific. And each year she releases, you know, two or three drawings that turned into prints. So the collection has grown in that regard.
The John Lennon art exhibit opens Friday at noon in the Carmel Plaza and continues through Sunday. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.